Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for First Living Our Way. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sheldon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. But to hear more from this ministry, you may call 763-4637. We also meet them on telephone at the conference line every Tuesday at 6 p.m. That number, if you're interested, is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 9567 pound sign. Say a prayer. You may call Minister Ash at 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening, and hope you will enjoy the teaching of the Lord's words. Minister Ashley and I will be speaking. And I'll be coming from taking some couple of scriptures from Romans chapter 8, and there will be elaborate at that point. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence today, Lord, for another day which you have been allowed us, Lord, to come in your presence. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory and honor. We thank you that you are our shepherd, and therefore we shall not want. We thank you because you are able in every context of life. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all, that we may ask or think according to the power worketh within us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Yes, and if so be it, that he is in me, yes, I am more than conqueror, because to him, yes, that save us. May God bless you, all listeners, and we thank that you may be blessed immensely. Hallelujah. Thank God for his saving grace. All right, let's move on to the word of the Lord. And before I get in it, we have just want to elaborate a little bit about how much we are of an always would have said that everyone would have an experience of their Christianity by walking with others, talking with others, or whatever it may be concerning some way of conversation or connection with Christ. You may think or you may thought that somebody may be much more higher or much more grounded than you are. And some may putting down others, and some may trying to build up others. And it is the same thing we may wonder. We may wonder if this is the way of it. And I look at it and I said, you know, I know one thing for sure, that the only way we can support the devil and his plan is to say the wrong thing. In other words, to base our knowledge, to base our conversation and negativity. What you mean is that we always maybe look at others and it may be not full our highs or not come up to our expectation, and so we belittle them somewhat, whether before them or behind them. But then we wonder if when we reach that plateau of negativity towards our brothers and sisters, if we actually, if it is right or it is where we find ourselves then, let's say where we find ourselves was called Christian. People were called Christian in Antioch. The first was called Christian in Antioch. So therefore we wonder if it's because of the place why I call Christian or we are the follower of Christ. And if we are follower of Christ according to the word that said that we are, then we should able to do and say the things of Christ. Love. And we don't want to talk about love because love may not into that area in which we may search and to find because we may cannot find love in that negative sense of it. But of course, when you read the scripture, I get back to the scripture, the word of God kind of clear up certain things and to bring us into the perspective of whatever that place in our moral sense of spirituality. And it said, we're going, and according to Romans 8:1, it said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Where are we coming to that now? We're in negativity. Or so where are we? Where we actually are? Where we are? Because say, if I am in Christ, it don't matter what you want to say or how far you gone or how you're teaching or whatever it may be that you are putting forth to actually bring out negativity or to make your point more clear on the basics of rightness or inclusion conclusion of being straight and strong and powerful and right. And you wonder where right is concerned or where they are with their negativity. And when we are slandered each other and to say I'm right, I am a Christian, I am in the body of Christ, where are we then if we find ourselves into that position where we are, where we come, and it says let we therefore, I said there is therefore now no condemnation. You cannot condemn the person who are in Christ, not with the spirit of law, not within the sense of yourself and selfishness, and want to use a brush to paint someone into your image, and because there is no brush or no paint should paint someone under condemnation when they are in Christ, because you can condemn who are in Christ because there is no condemnation. We could open our mouth and shout and top of our lungs as much as we want. There will be none of that condemnation because regardless what paint brush you use and the color paint that you want to use to paint them, but I want to tell you something, and regardless the fork that you use to dig hole and bury them, you cannot condemn them because they cannot be condemned because they are in Christ. See, they are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So when God set you free, you are free. And if you are in Christ, there is freedom. And no one could entangle you when you are in Him and He set you free. When God set you free, you are free indeed. All over. In every area, you are. So when go back to that in which you have to say, according to what the verse two He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. So you cannot bear me, even if you bear me in your words, or bury the sister or the brother in words, but maybe you cannot bear him in the Spirit because you cannot touch the Spirit of God because he is safe and secure. And therefore there is no condemnation to them. And we can throw the law of flesh, are the law in which that have been given, as I said, according, it says, therefore, with the law of sin and death. So we'll practice that law of sin. But and then that which you have received for the law of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if you are in Christ Jesus, then there is no condemnation. There is no death right there, but die in him. And because if you died in Christ, then here we have the hope of glory. Hallelujah. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. And even, you know, if I want to just say, well, what I'm talking about is the law of the flesh. And if we talk about the law of the flesh, the law are the Spirit in which I've been come forth unto shows where we are in the law of the flesh. So there, that is to say, we are being baptized in it, we are sleeping it, we wake in it, we talk in it, because we grope in it, we do everything in, but we will not get out of it. For some reason, some people will not get out, but yet we try to demonstrate words that we are born again. But when looking at the study of born again and where we are with born again, we are not yet understand what born again is. Glory to God. And when Nicodemus realized that there is something more than just going to church or being a ruler of the Jews, or a master of Israel. So therefore, he seek to find Jesus Christ, who has the freedom. When you receive him in our lives, we have the freedom if we lay aside the flesh and buried that whole man and his deeds. Then therefore, what he's seeking, he says, I know it's more than what I have, or what I learn, or what the Old Testament teaches. There is something more deeper than what I am receiving. And I would say purposely in his heart, he knew that there is something more. But the only way he can receive it is to seek. Glory to God. So if he even have to come by night, or to seek him by night, he seek him because it is worthwhile to seek. And it does not matter whether night or day that he seek him. The Bible says, seek he while he may be found. So it did not say, seek him in the day or the night or whatever, in the morning or so, or whatever it may be. But he seek them because maybe of a reason, maybe according to his position. You see, what flesh will do to you is make you walk by night when you're not necessary to walk by night. You could go any time because you have that freedom, or should, but position will allow you not to do that. So you have to hide from your brethren, or to hide yourself away from the eyes of the public because of your position.
So therefore, then we thought about, it says, God sent his own son. Glory to God. Let that go back again into verse 3. When it says, you see it here, and it says, for that the law could not do, what it could not do, what it cannot do in the past, and it says the only thing that the law can do in the past is to bring us up to date of understanding that we can, we are open up that we can doing wrongs. There is wrong and right in it, and the law shows the right and the wrong. So we are in the sin that, brother, if you're wrong, and depends on the distance of what you does according to the law or the line of the law, then it's whether you will find yourself into the position where it cannot help, because it said, look, it says, for what the law could not do it then, but it's only to show us that we are sin, are to curve the individual, are to curve the massive of the people, because and make a law that they may follow. But if we take a glance, or a cosmic look, and the procedure of that in which was given, God himself who gave the law to Moses, and Moses gave it to the children of Israel. He wrote it, God wrote it on a stone, and so therefore we say that he wrote it on a stone, but that was not good enough in the eyes of God. What God did, that he also sent forth his son into the world in order to take our sins of himself, which he have no sin of himself, but he took our sins, our problem on of himself, and to set us free. Glory to God. In likewise of sinful flesh, there would it be. This God sent forth his only son, or his son. Glory to God. In the likeness of sinful flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What are we talking about? And the Bible actually would want to tell us about what the flesh is, and sometimes we make mistake by saying the body. Because we used to that, if we talk about the flesh, we talk about the hands, the eyes, the mouth, and all the rest of things that connect to the body, or the body, and sometimes we say flesh. But within the context of the word in which the flesh comes, they're talking about something else. And the flesh in which, if we go back, let's go into... where the word of God can declare some of these things unto us, that we can actually understand what it is saying, or saying to us, that we can get the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord is true, powerful, and awesome. Glory to God. Then when we think about what it said about that we are, who we are, where we are, and the flesh that it's talking about, the flesh is the things that is of the world. The things is which of the world, and that is which it talk about the flesh. So therefore, that is which we talk about, that flesh. So this one thing that it says that we can understand now, we should able to understand it, that the word of God that declares it, that it is one. There are one of them that say, that show you that the highs, he talk about the highs and what the highs see. And he talk about the pride of life. Now, talk about these are the pride of life, in which we got to understand that these are things that need to be crucified. Now we speak, the word of God speak on it, that it need to be crucified. And if we crucify them, then they will. So therefore, if it is not being crucified, then we have a problem. And what's the problem if it's not been crucified? Now it will rise up, and it will take position of our minds. Now, if it says there, according to Romans 12:1, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It says, and be ye not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds." So the minds here, it is very important that we look at that, because it's the mindset. And because of the mindset that we have, maybe not good enough. So we got to change. We got to work on the mindset, because negative mind will not bring forth what it brings. It brings negativity. And the positivity will bring positive things. So you cannot sow negative and get positive, but at the same time you're going to receive. And then we get back to the word of God that declared and said, "The seed you sow, you shall surely reap." And there's no question if you will reap it. It's a must, because it's the law that it cannot be changed. Because you sow, you reap. We all are sower, one we all are reaper. Glory to God. So therefore, we reach to the place to understand that it says then that we just well said, to prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory to God. So therefore, we've seen that is a mindset. And we get back to it and says, you cannot. It cannot happen because Christ made you free. And when you make you free, you are completely free. Flesh do mind. And let's go back to that chapter again. And it said, "For they that are the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." So if we are into the place, we're thinking or underlying of flesh, then all we got to talk, we have is flesh. So to it, then that's what we reap. So we, as we said earlier, that we all are sower and reapers. So you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. That is to say, you reap flesh. And therefore, it says, "But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So therefore, it says, "For to be carnal-minded is death," as we talked about earlier, that what is sow, as it says, to the flesh, reap corruption. And therefore, he is saying that we will, it's the only way we can get that and receive that is the soul of that in which we sowed. And we shall reap that which we sowed. Glory to God. So Paul says, "But to be spiritual minded is life and peace." You get life, and you also get peace. Glory to God. You know, when you talk about the peace that they talked about, and he said, "This peace in which I've been given," and we may not understand that peace which I've been given, which we have to receive that peace. And it's not about not making a noise. It's about that secret that within thyself, in thy mind, in thy soul, Lord, and in thine whole spiritual self. But to be carnal-minded is death. So that's where you read then. Glory to God. So we have to think about the spiritual part where we shall reap life. And not only when you reach that, you should be also peace. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, something against God, a wall, set up a wall against God Almighty and you, are to us. He who sow to it, then we will. There's no way God not going to allow you to sow to corruption or the flesh, in other words, and then to reap the spirit or life eternal. No. You say if you sow to the spirit, you will reap life eternal. He said, for it is not subject to the law of God. It can't work because the law of God don't allow that to come to pass or come through, because there are lines upon lines and precepts upon precepts, ere a little and bear a little. If they all shall come into the same line as the scripture said. Glory to God. And it says, neither indeed can it be. It won't happen. And went on verse 8 that says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So the mindset need to be changed, because he will not participate in that in which we are. Because, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. None. Glory to God. None at all. None. So we have to think about that part of the spirit of God. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body of death because of sin, it is. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies in the spirit that dwells or dwelleth in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to say that the time is against me right now. I'm tired of that to say. I just have a second to go. But I just want to say, may God bless you. And I pray that we may be blessed by the word of the Lord. And at this time, I just say, Eternal Father, our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for being kind. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, touch and Lord Jesus Christ as word, Lord God, knowing that the word is you and you are the word, because in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. So we come before you, we say thank you, Lord. Let the word go within the Lord Jesus Christ and root up that which need to be root up and set that need to be set a standard. Oh God, bless right now. I'm Minister Ashley saying goodbye until next week, same time, same place. Goodbye in Jesus' name. Have a great week. Amen. Until next week, glory to God. Bye-bye.